Hey there. When was the last time you played at a playground? If you have little ones, then more than likely you've brought them to a playground to play and get outside. It's a great way for kids to run off energy and moms get a little break. Today, I'm actually out of the LifeWord studio, as you can see, and I'm at our community playground that is just up the street from my house. Over the years, we've walked here as a family to let our girls play. When they were younger, they were all over everything. They would slide, climb, swing, and play all sorts of make-believe games and have playground adventures. Even though now they're a bit older, they still love to come to the playground. The make-believe games may have stopped, but they still swing, they climb the monkey bars, just enjoy being outside and hanging out a bit. My girls love to play, and I don't want them to ever outgrow that. Life is serious enough, so we need to take time to play. I get out here and we'll swing with my girls or sometimes hang upside down on the monkey bars just because I can, and it's fun. What about you? When was the last time you went outside to play? I think we could all use a little bit of time on the playground. When we play, we release endorphins, which helps alleviate stress. It's good for the body, mind, and soul. I love this quote by the ancient Greek philosopher Plato. You can discover more about a person in an hour of play than a year of conversation. In our culture, we're so hyper-focused on all that divides us and proving our points, positions, and platforms. Maybe what we need is to all stop talking and play a game of kickball. Oh, if it were only that easy, right? In the midst of all our adulting, it's easy to forget how to let go and just play. Many of us have lost our joy, that belly laugh, play on the playground, don't worry, be happy kind of joy that is so easily found in the heart of a child. Matthew 18:2. He called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And he said, "Truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Jesus is telling his disciples, hey, you got to change the way you're thinking. You're too serious, focused on all the wrong things like control, position, and power. Jesus said, become like little children. Then right in the middle of the seriousness of the moment, Jesus calls over a child, an innocent, humble, teachable, full of love and laughter child to show us what matters most in his kingdom. It's not about being childish. It's about having a humble heart and a mature and growing in grace and wisdom kind of faith that fully rests in knowing God is in control. That's the truth. Maybe find a playground today. Get outside. Let go of whatever you're hanging on to. Laugh and play a little. Trusting God holds it all. I'm Lori Klein. I'll see you on the playground.